Here you are, sir. That's all of them now. This one's nothing. This one's empty. Here, that's for that. Well, that's empty. The rest of the account should be here, and they're not. The jerks got rid of everything, every last thing. So there were three large checks that were supposed to come into your account, and they've gone straight into his pocket.
Stop it, Manochair. You're trying to scare me, are you?
No, sir, not at all. In fact, I wanted to say you did the right thing to kick him out of here.
Eh? So you realize I'm in bad shape?
No.
Now that you know, go and tell Bezard he shouldn't think bad things about me behind my back.
Sir Bezard? But poor Bezard would never think a bad thing about you. Sir Bezard absolutely loves you. Anyway, sir, I've got some terrific orders from some companies that if I gave you all the details, you'd say, good job, you did a great job here, Manucha. So what I'm saying, from now on, sir, with Manucha, your luck's really going to change now.
I wish Bezard was with us too.
That's right. We have to get him out of that company of his, don't we?
If it's something he's done, he'll have to fix it.
That's right. By the way, sir, that guy, Sir Hale, don't you want to do anything? File a complaint or something?
I have an arrest warrant for him. If he doesn't return everything he's stolen, I'll have him arrested. Goodbye.
Where are you going?
I'm going to the sports club. Take care of the factory.
Yes, sir. You got it. Goodbye for now. Ma'am, would you be so kind as to tell them to bring me a coffee with cream and sugar?
Do you want it in your office, or should I have them bring it there?
Ma'am, excuse me, but where am I calling you from now?
Very well.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine. Weren't you supposed to call so we'd see each other today?
I completely forgot, believe me. A problem's come up for me and I have to go and see Uncle right now. How about tomorrow?
Tomorrow's good. I can get some time off in the afternoon and we can go see one of my friend's painting exhibits. You agree?
It doesn't make a difference to me. Let's just go sit somewhere afterwards so we can talk to each other.
How about I be in front of the hospital at 4 o'clock? We can go in my car.
All right. Bizarre, are you feeling all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. How come?
I don't know. It feels like your tone has changed.
No, I'm just in a bit of a bad mood. When I see you, I'll tell you about it. Did you need anything else?
All right, goodbye.
Good job. You're not paying attention. You didn't play well today.
I'm not in a good mood today.
And something happened?
That guy, Sir Hale, came to see me.
If you came here to try and get him his job back, don't waste your time. That one time you vouched for him is enough.
That one time, Uncle, I referred him for a simple job in the quality control department. You're the one that liked his work and gave him a promotion.
All right. Forget about all that and let's play.
He came there and said some very strange things.
What was he saying to you?
Well, I don't really know how to say it.
Just say what you want, son.
He was talking nonsense, just talking gibberish, so I just threw him out. But he said... He said my father didn't die of natural causes. I asked him to explain and he told me to come and ask you about it.
Being a thief wasn't enough. So he's adding slander and insults to it as well. And you just stood there and watched him as he said whatever he wanted to, huh?
Well, the truth is, I was a bit shocked.
All right. I'll dig a pit for him that has no bottom. Just play your game. Thank you.
Hello there, Mr. Firouzanfar. The poor guy died too soon. And in a bad way.
Just say it without beating around the bush.
Many words should remain under the dirt like the dead. But they don't rot. And if they're spoken, they'll ruin the lives of many of the living. Mr. Firouzanfar, let me go back to my work. I promise to work like a slave for you and not do anything wrong. You can deduct whatever your losses were from my salary. Just let me keep my mouth shut.
I am not the type to be blackmailed, you little jerk. I have struggled a lifetime to preserve my reputation. Now, because of your insults against me, I should pay for it? What is it that I'm supposed to be scared of?
I'll give you a sign, boss. You've been helping a guy named Delavar for 20 years.
Who's Delavar? What are you talking about?
Hey!
You brought along a thug with you, huh?
He's with me. He's a friend. I'm a friend too. Just like Delavar. A murder witness can keep quiet for 20 years, and I can't. A good-for-nothing, useless junkie can keep his mouth shut, and I can't. I can do it, boss. But only if you want me to. Give me a chance to make up for this. I was wrong to tell Bazad anything. I shouldn't have done that. If you give me the chance, I'll fix it myself. What do you say, boss?
You call Bazad and tell him everything you said was nonsense.
Whatever you order, sir.
Come to the factory tomorrow.
Sir Hailman, did everything work out?
For now, I'm trying to clean up your mess.
Enough, darling. Why did you make the rice? It's way too much.
All right, so, as we
well,
were
Mother,
saying,
don't eat any rice. You can just have the salad.
During the latest
Baha, dear,
matches,
take your father's gym bag and throw his clothes in the washer. He went off to the gym today, and they need
and,
washing.
There was some who believed
well, congratulations, Father. This week, you'll definitely have to come and take some tests, all right?
But
Father,
anyhow,
are you listening to me?
Well,
no, it seems he's not paying any attention to me. Dad, in fact, today at school, our professor was talking about the effects of exercise on the spirit and the psyche, and the interesting part is that he himself can't go up four steps without gasping for air. Hello, Father dear, I'm talking to you, you know.
And that is something that we have all been looking very much forward to.
His arm.
Doesn't seem to be any logical
huh? Where are you?
What is it?
You're not watching TV and you're not answering the children. Have all your ships sunk?
No, I'm tired. I'm going to take a nap. Wake me up for dinner.
Daddy, dinner's ready.
All right, I'm coming.
It seems there's something wrong with him. It's all your fault. He's like this because you don't take care of him. What can I do with him, darling? Have you been the one taking care of him all these years?
Thank you very much. In fact, I wore it yesterday and went to Mrs. Akram's house. They talked so much about it, you wouldn't believe it. That's right, darling.
I've never seen you so busy with work before.
Oh, thank
yeah,
you.
You are.
Thank you very much, my darling. I'm working on the factory accounts here. Do you see what's going on, Soraya? I'm checking it all very carefully. Very, very carefully.
What Manucha says is right. Man, if it weren't for Manucha, the entire country's economy would collapse.
That's what I told you.
Go ahead and laugh.
Well,
right, do you know what they deserve? What they deserve are guys like Sohail, Karam, and those guys that steal in the billions, not a simple guy like me. Everything about me is like this.
How's it
Fine,
going?
Fine, thanks for asking.
So thank God your session with your sister is finally over?
What session? The charge and the card ran out. Your aunt keeps calling from Australia and makes plans on Skype. Man, one of you are going to put some more money into the account so I can talk to her.
Hey, Manusha, did you hear? She's talking to you.
Oh, you're not letting me concentrate. I'm sorry, Mother dear, but things like that, you can take care of yourself, can't you, man? I get up and get to the factory at 6 a.m. nowadays, and right now you can see how everything is here, can't you?
So I see, that's how you answer her.
Man, I'm just saying, look at my situation. I have to rescue the factory.
Well, so what were you talking about at the cemetery with your uncle yesterday?
We weren't saying anything.
We figured it out ourselves. You were making arrangements for the wedding. Congratulations. We can't wait for the wedding, Bizzard.
Bizzard, the wedding, man. Get on with it already. We'd love a wedding. Here comes the music coming. It's coming from Shiraz. The guy's on a cow. He's coming with his fiance. Hey, hey, the music coming. It's coming from Shiraz. The guy's on a cow. He's coming with his darling fiance. Don't do that, for God's sake. Please stop it. Let me concentrate.
You got distracted.
Darling, whatever you're going to do, just do it quickly. It's better that way, my darling.
Sure, just have a bit of patience and I'll take care of it. It's never too late to get married.
Did you hear that they turned down Tavakolian's son? How must have Aunt felt when she heard Uncle said no? Hurry it up there, Bazaar. Bahar's a jewel. You're going to lose her.
Can't you and Mother just mind your own business? Just leave marriage and that stuff to me.
What you're saying isn't right, sir. Come, Saria, come and help me serve dinner.
Well, you know what it is. Sometimes insisting too much backfires.
Get out of here.
Watch what you're saying.
Forget it.
Just look, for God's sakes. Come and take a look. That good-for-nothing friend of yours has really stolen a lot. When your poor uncle says he's broke, he's not lying. Just come and take a look at this. Well, well.
Mother?
What?
So what's the story with the land in Saadat Abad?
The land where?
Saadat Abad.
Your dearly departed father sold it to your uncle.
Well, I know he sold it. I'm asking how he sold it.
If you had it right now, you know, it'd be as valuable as gold. May he rest in peace.
Mother, answer.
I don't know. He just sold it.
But the way I heard it, they say uncle bought the land really cheap from father. Is that right?
Whoever said that was talking nonsense, son.
Was that someone Sahil Karam, huh?
Man, someone just wants to dirty Uncle's name. Stop it, you two, please.
But who else could it be? It has to be Sahil Karam, doesn't it?
They've always said you should let nonsense go in one ear and out the other.
Well, I still haven't gotten the answer to my question. So father, back then, during their time, he didn't say anything to you?
No, he didn't. I don't remember. I mean, he did regret selling it, but he couldn't do anything about it. Everything was done legally. How come?
Nothing, no reason.
What's wrong? I don't know.
With all the noise and the yelling. Should I go and get you some water?
No, I'm fine. Go back to sleep.
Oh, you really scared me, man.
Mm. What's wrong with you? You're not in form at all today. Whatever you hit either goes out or straight into the net. Is something wrong?
I need to talk to you.
Go ahead.
Let's go sit down and talk.
Let's go.
I've got a problem that only you can resolve.
What problem?
Someone has me by the throat.
Here you go.
A really dangerous snake. Don't worry about the cost. I'll settle with you, however much it is.
Thank you very much. After all these years of friendship, you're talking money with me? No way, my good man. Whatever it is, I'll take care of it out of friendship. I'll cut that snake's tail off in a way that he becomes a worm.
I just want you to beat him up.
Of course, every beating has an afterwards, and eventually?
That's the end of it, Hadian. I just want him to learn not to overstep his bounds.
You leave it to me. I'll take care of it in such a way that no one ever finds out.
Why are you so late?
I'm sorry, I was caught up with the company business.
I don't think we'll make it to my friend's painting exhibit. It ends in half an hour.
Even better, I wasn't in the mood for it.
Are you going to be in a bad mood again, Mr. Grumpy?
You have no idea about it. Baha, ever since I started up their company, it's been nothing but bad luck. As my mum says, a bad day, you can either start it well nor end it well.
You mean today that you're seeing me is a bad day for you?
No, I swear. It has nothing to do with you. The truth is, I went to see my uncle about the guy Sohail.
And?
Well, since I was the one that referred him, now the stuff he's done has caused me to lose a lot of respect for Uncle.
Well, how were you supposed to know that? And your intentions were good. You wanted to help him out.
But the truth is, he came to see me and said a bunch of nonsense about your father. And I went and told it all to Uncle.
Was it necessary to tell him? You said yourself it was nonsense.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Here you are.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Did you need anything else?
No, thank you very much. Thanks. Well?
I won't say no.
No? Why should I say no? We just have to see how much they want to spend, because it'll have a lot of effect on the print and the design as well.
Where would they get the money? It's all for charity. They want to put the information on some calendars and notebooks so they can help out some patients.
Well, then, the solution is easy. I can print it, but you will have to tell Uncle to cover the costs, you know, as a sponsor.
All right. I'll tell my father. But there's one thing.
What?
Charity is more valuable when you don't have a lot. When you're not in need and you help out, well, that's not such a big deal, you know?
I see.
What do you see?
Some people are rich, but when you come across them, they say they don't have anything. Some people are like me, without money, but have to lie to keep up appearances. Of course, I'm not a good liar at all.
Are you making fun of me?
No, no. I'm telling the truth. Is it hard to believe?
No, it's not hard. But your intentions are important. You mean you're not even willing to help us out with your expertise?
Man, my expertise is just a few things I know. The main thing I don't have right now is money.
You're not feeling well at all today.
No, I'm not. It's not that hard to realize.
Well, so what?
Nothing. Well, by the way, you're not late, are you?
No, I told them I'd be back late.
So everyone knows we're together right now.
Shouldn't they know?
Yes. You should know as well.
What? Oh, yes, you were supposed to tell me some things. I'm listening.
Let's get to the main point. Look here, Baha. There are some things that we didn't create, but simply accepted. For example, me and you, we've never said that we love each other, but they wanted it and said it. And in my opinion, this is an insult to both of us.
Do you know what you're saying?
Look, what I'm saying, where exactly is the relationship between the two of us? When did it even happen? I don't want to let others interfere in the most important matters of my life, or to make decisions for me. Why are you doing this, Dr. Firouz Zanfar? Look, if I wanted to, I wouldn't put up with that little company and the other partners. I'd go straight to Uncle and become his employee. Yes, sir. You got it, sir. But, well, that's not what I chose. I chose to say no, Uncle. I want you to also choose as well. Do you understand?
So what you mean is that I've been forced on you?
No, I'm not talking about that at all. I'm saying I don't want and I don't allow them to insult you. And I won't either. Where are you going?
You're really not feeling well today, but you said some good things.
Listen, Baha. I'm not worthy of you.
Please don't say anything more.
In fact, I have to say it. I mean, I've come here to say it. Look, you're a girl that expects a life up to your standards, with your circumstances. You want the best. Well, right now, I can't provide that. Look, under normal circumstances, they wouldn't even let a person like me think about a girl like you, or even mention her name. Well, then, allow me to take advantage of the situation and the circumstances.
You gave an important speech. Who do you think I am?
There you go. That's what I want. I want you to be yourself. Choose for yourself. Don't let them insult you. Look, have you ever said anything to me about loving me? Or the opposite? Have you heard anything from me? No.
You said what you had to, and I listened. There's nothing to discuss. But I want to tell you one thing. I feel sorry for myself. Last night I was living with something that today you managed to destroy. Goodbye then.
Hello, Mr. Karam.
Hello, sir.
Hey, transfer all of these things and bumpers to the storage over there. All of them.
Did you want something here?
Why don't these things have an entry stamp on them? Why have you put them over here?
So where should I put them?
We paid all that money to set up a FIFO system here, so the warehouse has defined borders. I wasn't here for 2 days and you messed up everything. Is this what FIFO means?
So what's the meaning? It's all FIFO. The person who entered the factory first is leaving first. First in, first out. Hey, brother, are you trying to undermine me? Say I don't know what I'm doing?
It's obvious with this mess you've made.
Aha, now I get what your problem is, brother. You're doing this to hide your own mess, aren't you? Yes. Hey, man, you think no one would find out? How did 100 tons of materials just disappear?
That's got nothing to do with you. Whatever happens between me and Mr. Firouz Zanfar is like dust in the wind. But I'll take care of you at the appropriate time.
Now, you look here, kid. Even if you think you're a thug, for me, you're just a child. You're not like me at all. I'm as pure as the snow, driven snow.
At the right time, you good-for-nothing bum.
Watch what you're saying here.
Why are you pushing me? Who the hell do you think you are here?
Wait, I need you to relax. I'll take care of you. Don't you threaten me.
You think you can just come back to work?
Stop
doing this factory.
Stop.
Get out of here.
Calm down, man.
All right. Go on, then. Get back to work.
There we
go. Go back to work. This is a private conversation. Go on.
It's you.
I thought Mom had come back from the gym. Why are you back so soon?
Well, I'm back now.
Hold on a minute. My sense of curiosity on the one hand and my sisterly feelings on the other won't allow me to let you go to your room. What's happened?
Nothing. Everything's over.
What does that mean? Tell me exactly what happened.
He talked in a way as though my father is stuck with me.
But what did he say?
Nagar, I'm not in the mood right now to explain it to you. I'll tell you later. It's just, Nagar, for now, I just want to ask you not to say anything to Mother or Father. I don't want things to get worse than they already are.
All right.
Let me get better and I'll think about what to do.
Baha?
What else do you want?
In my opinion, right now is the time for you to think a bit more seriously about Tavakolian's son.
Don't get lost!
Here, here.
Kick it here, please.
Good job, sir. Well done.
Come on, get back to work now.
Leave them alone. Let them play another 10 minutes.
Yeah, well done. Lovely.
Just 10 more minutes. Have a good day, sir.
Thank you, too.
Are you going home? Excuse me, sir. I had a question for you, sir. That guy, Sir Hale, did he come back to the factory under your orders, or otherwise?
Or else what?
I don't mean anything by it, sir. I'm sorry, but everyone's saying you've gone back on your word, sir. I don't mean to pry, but are they right?
What is it? You're upset you were manager for 2 days?
Sir, don't say that, please. My place is wherever you say it is. Now, whether it's management or the guard at the door doesn't make any difference to me. Just being under your shadow is enough for me. I swear, I'm not saying for myself, I'm not upset for myself. It's just that the workers are all saying that's why I'm asking about it.
Whatever you've got spinning in your head, throw it out. So Hale was here for just a day. He's gone.
So thank you very much. Hey, Aliman, leave that hose. Go open the door. Go open it. The boss wants to go now. So just keep turning. Yeah, just keep turning. Keep turning. You're through now. Take care. Take care. Goodbye. Very goodbye. Goodbye. Very well now. You go back to your work, man. Hold on. Stop making a noise now. Give me the ball, man. I'm going to kick 2 penalty shots. Whoever gets one, I'll kick 2 more as a prize.
Okay. Great. Come on, boys.
Kick it straight, kick it straight. Nice. Oh, nice, oh, nice, nice.
Excuse me, sir. Do you know where this place is?
Let me see.
What are you doing? Let me go! Let me go! What are you doing?
No, sir, it wasn't that severe. No offense, sir, but we know what we're doing. You got it? Hold the phone. That's enough for him, guys. Listen, you useless bum. Listen to what he says.
I don't want to see you again, kid.
Take care. Let's go, guys.
Turn that light off. I have got a headache.
Did you take a pill?
I took a pill, but it didn't work.
Well, one's not enough. You need to take 2 of them. Get up. Oh, man.
What is it? Why are you frowning?
After all this time, your nephew took Baha out today to supposedly talk about their future together. I don't know what he said to that child, but ever since she got home, she's been pouting and went and locked herself in her room.
So talk to her and see what her problem is.
She's just like you. Do you ever tell me what's in your heart?
You want to give me a hard time and you're using Bahar as an excuse?
It's not an excuse. You're her father. Sit down and have a talk with the child.
If it's necessary, she'll come talk to me.
Well, thank you very much for being so concerned about your children's future. And I'm nothing here. I'm just like a servant here. Just cook, clean, serve. As my dearly departed mother would say, I got married to have a life, not to become a servant.
Ma'am, it's way too late for that kind of talk. Nowadays, it's all about Botox and facelifts.
Oh, man.
کدوم خواستم، کدوم جون، کدوم عشق، شاید خیلی از این حرفا دروغه، تا وقتی با همین از عشق میگیم نباشیم قولمون حتی دروغه. از این عشقایی که زنجیر میشه، هوسهایی که دامنگیر میشه، میترسم چون دلم بیعتماده به احساسی که بی تأثیر میشه. نه این که عاشقی حال خوشی نیست، نه این که زندگی بیش میشه، فقط کاش بین این حسای مبهم بفهمم آخرش چی. حرفی که نگاهی نمیگفته و میگفته، اتفاقیه که گاهی نمیافته و میافته، حس یخ زدن تو آتیش، حال سوختن تو سرما، تو بیداری یه خیاله، یه حقیقت تو رویا، تو فکرش نیستیم و پیداش میشه، ولی وقتی که باید باشه میره، به حال و روز ما کاری نداره، همیشه یا براش زوده یا دیره. نه این که عاشقی حال خوشی نیست، نه این که زندگی بیش میشه، فقط کاش بین این سایه مبهم بفهمم آن